Hello. Where's the game? There it is. Hello, my friends, and welcome to this episode of the Space Game Junkie Podcast. I, as always, am your co-host, Brian, and joining me, as always, is your co-host, Jim.
This week, we're doing Space Zombies. No.
That's
the thing you won't let me do. Dude, we're coming up on Halloween. We gotta do, like, Space
Zombies. What's Space Zombies? Should we play Space Pirates and Zombies?
No, play Dead Space. Specifically, you play Dead Space.
It's not happening. It is not... Shit.
So we're having an ascendancy show.
Sorry, I could hear myself on the stream. That was really annoying. Yeah, so we're talking about 1995's... Oh my god, it's 20 years old. 1995's 4X game, Ascendancy, by the Logic Factory. And joining us to talk about this game, much bigger fan of it than even me, Nate from Explorminate. Welcome,
hey.
Nate. Welcome back.
Hey.
Welcome back.
So are you Thank actually you. The Nate in Explorminate? Like, is actually known as Explorma? Because that would be pretty cool, right?
That sounds like a full name for something, doesn't it? Explorma?
Sure.
Maybe it's a drug?
Yeah. By that touring clown.
So, Nate, for those who aren't aware of your site, and which,
yes.
who, if you're not, you should go there. It's explorminate.net, I believe.
.net.com, explorminate4x.com.
Did you get the .com back?
I think we did.
Because when I went to Wix, when I went there and I saw a Wix.com page, I was like, oh, what? I hate Wix. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
I really hate Wix. So,
we do too.
So they're terrible for SEO. They're just a terrible service. People are like, oh, it's all point and click and drag. And these websites are awful. Yeah. So I hate Wix. But, yeah, tell people about your site.
Yes. So it is a 4X and strategy website that is basic. Our motto is 4X news for 4X fans. And we happen to be 4X fans as well. So we basically, Rob and I, who's Devil Dog, we started this up a little bit over a year ago. And we've been slowly growing, and various members of the community have volunteered their services. And so grew our staff. Now we have 6 people, and not including ourselves. So it's like 8 people now, and constantly looking for new people. But anyways, we cover 4X games. We slowly spread out, I guess, or I don't know. Our influence is growing. We are
You're like the guy in the New York subway that they don't want, you know, who spreads their legs. Like,
oh, you mean the man spreader?
The man spreading. Yeah, you're like that. Are you man spreading the 4X?
not quite, but we have sprawled. I think that would be a better term.
Yeah, that's probably a better term. Yeah.
We have sprawled, and we are covering now strategy in general, because 4X is a subgenre of strategy. So we're just going to cover the broader subject. And space, terrestrial, fantasy, quasi-historical, historical, grand strategy, everything in between.
See, that's why you need multiple people, because I tried doing multiple genres by myself, and I can't do it. I cannot do it. That's why I have a site just on space games, because I can focus on that. I can do that.
Exactly.
So you are probably one of the biggest fans of this game I know.
I am.
And I remember listening to one of your podcasts a while back, and I believe there was a poll on what people's favorite 4X game was. And I don't remember if this won, but you were accused.
It was close.
You were accused of skewing the vote.
I was accused of clicking ascendancy every time I opened the webpage, except I didn't. And the thing is, at the time, Rob had not, I guess, set it up. He had changed the way we do polls. Mm. So now it's like, I guess it's registered by IP. So if I would have got like a IP scrambler or something like that, you know, that's the thing. I wouldn't do that. It's, you know, click once. Maybe
it's pretty
twice.
Funny. It's pretty funny still. So folks, if you're not aware of Ascendancy, this is the first of 2 games, right? They did 2. They did this, and then they did the Tome Rebellion, I believe. And that was it. This is the first of 2 games from a company called Logic Factory. Mm-hmm. Now, I didn't know this, but Logic Factory was headed by two former Origin folks. Mm-hmm. I didn't know they were former, because we have the guide here, this quote-unquote strategy guide. It's actually not very good for strategy or much else, except for this interview. It's got an interview with two of the guys. Who are their names? Thomas,
I'm pulling it up right now.
Jason Templeman and Thomas, I'm going to say his last name is Blom. So those are the two guys. They both worked at Origin before this, and then they eventually launched the Logic Factory, and this game was released in 1995. Now, this is, I believe, and I was saying this in my video, this is, I believe, the first 4X game I ever played. Because I was in, I was only pretty much into, like, space sims and adventure games. I didn't really get into strategy until the mid-90s. Like, I never played the first Master of Orion at the time. I only went, I jumped right into the second one, which was a year after this. So, yeah, this is probably the first, if I recall, 4X I really played. And I just fell in love with it. Because, folks, there are 21 races in this game. Like, most strategy game, most 4X games give you what? Six.
Eight.
This gives you 20 fucking one. 21.
And they're all aliens.
They're all not a human amongst them. Alien. The closest thing to a humanoid are these lizard men thing. That's the closest thing to a humanoid. Because then you got these walking telescopes, and you got those amoebas, and you got the electric clouds, and you got the stingray guys, and you have this cute little the Unguma brain parasites, people.
You got the flies, lava eaters.
Yeah, and they're all very different. Like, one of the races is telepathic, so if they're in your game, you'll know it right off the top, because you'll see them in the diplomacy screen, because they'll be able to just talk to you right off the bat.
I was going to say, they'd know you were in the game right off the bat.
Well, yes, that too. They'd know everyone in the game. And every race has a unique special ability. Like, that race I just mentioned is the telepaths. The telescope guys here, they could see all the star lanes right from the get-go.
Did you ever play the board game Cosmic Encounter?
No.
Oh,
no.
You should. So it reminds me of that, because everybody, you basically pick a race at the beginning of Cosmic Encounter. The mechanics of the game are super simple. Like, you could learn it in 2 minutes. Except that then every race can cheat. So they've got something off the card that lets them do something nobody else can. But that's really the only difference.
Right. Well, these races all have a special ability. And my favorite race, the one I played for the video, which we'll tweak with here, the I don't even know how you say this. Chamachis? Kamachis?
The Kamachis?
Kamachis?
Though I'm sure Rob was going to say I said it wrong. So
I don't know. There's so many different ways you could see that play this. But these guys let you do research like in one day once your power is boosted, which is nice. So we're gonna play a little game. At least I'm going to play a little game on the stream while we talk about it. So, Nate, let's go back to 1995. How did you first find out about Ascendancy? And what do you remember your first experiences with the game being like?
1995. It's been a while.
Right.
Let me see. I was an undergraduate. I was supposed to be studying. So, yeah, like this is before GameStop. This is before EB Games. I think I read about it like in a PC Gamer.
They were around. Did you not know?
No. I mean, where I was at.
Oh, they weren't there.
Like, oh, man, there was nothing there. This is.
Where was that, if I may ask?
This was in Southern California, in Riverside.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So yeah, now
I live not far from there now.
Yeah, well, I went to one of the universities there. Let's just leave it at that.
Okay. There are a few notable ones out there.
Yes, it was notable. And so I went there, and it was just like undeveloped, completely undeveloped, and there was nothing around.
It kind of still is.
No. Like, now you go there and, like, stuff. Before there wasn't even stuff. There was just a, you know, the Glen Helen Blockbuster, which later became the Blockbuster Pavilion. And there was like that one mall in Moreno Valley, and that's it. There's nothing else anywhere. Like Redlands, you know, no alcohol sales in the weekend, so everybody from University of Redlands would be coming down to Riverside to buy their alcohol. That's about it. That's all there was over there. So I read about, I think it was either Computer Gaming World or PC Gamer had a article on it, and I'm like, and I mean, at the time I was already playing Master of Orion 1, and I had played Civilization, and I was like, man, this looks really cool. So I think I picked it up at a mall, like in Northridge or something like that, when I was visiting. Because, like I said, the malls over there were pretty bad. And this is in the mid-90s.
Right.
Mid-90s, and there was a pretty bad recession going on. So, like, you go into a mall, and, like, every store is closed. So, but yes, so I picked it up, and I loaded it up on my PC, and the music was insane.
Oh God, it's so good.
This music is insane. This
it's
music
still
is
great, people.
Today,
it's still great, people. One of you guys, I can't do it because I'm in full screen DOSBox here. But if you could find the soundtrack, it's on YouTube. It's like a 22 minute video. Yeah, the music for this game is still amazing to this day. It's so good. I wish I could play it without worrying about copyright.
Yeah, you don't want to get a strike.
Yeah, no, I do not.
So I was listening to the music, and then, like, you know, I'm scrolling through the different aliens. I have no idea what I'm doing, so
right.
I ended up picking up the game guide, the official strategy guide, yep. Prima's Secrets of the Games.
Yep.
It was pretty, like, fantastic looking. Unfortunately, it doesn't convey any useful information.
It's a terrible strategy guide, people. It's a terrible, because I read this, a good chunk of it, before I started playing my Let's Play series this week. Still forgot so much important shit, because I hadn't touched this in a while. So, yeah, it's a terrible strategy guide. But it's got some good information, like flavor.
And yeah, it's got the background stuff.
Yeah, it's got a good interview with the two lead guys, but other than that, it's a, like, compare this to the original Master of Orion strategy guide, which is one of the finest strategy guides.
Civ also had a good
ever. Oh, I never read the first Civ one.
Yeah, not just not a strategy guide, the actual game manual. Those it's pretty elaborate. It was good.
You know, I never played Civ one. Come to think of it, I went right to two.
Yeah, no, two's better.
It's a shame this game never had a 2. This game deserved a 2.
So here's the thing. So they released this.
Mm-hmm.
Then they released The Tone Rebellion. I believe that's their second game. That was like a really...
Like, that was a weird fucking game.
Yeah, but it was cool. But like the only studio today that does stuff like that are Arkane Games. They're the only ones that really release these out there games that are, like, you know, hit or miss. You like it, you hate it, but they're different. And that's how this was. And then Ascendancy 2 has been in development since like 1999, I think.
It's in development?
This is before, like, you know, this is before the World Wide Web. This is where you just had internet on the college campuses. You had internet in, you know, government military installations and whatnot. And then you had internet dial-up, like 14.4, 28.8, you know, like, nobody's going to know what the hell we're talking about. But, you know, so email was, like, almost as fast as snail mail.
I remember government cheese.
Yeah, government cheese. Were you... Well, right. Yeah, in your case, sure. But
we was
in... What?
I said we were Poe.
So...
Were you born a poor black child?
No.
Jim?
No, so, I was not Steve Martin. But yes, I do fondly... You know what was actually better than the government cheese was the government butter, because it was like a frickin' cinder block of real butter. So that was pretty amazing. But anyway.
I did not know that. I've never had government butter.
Yeah, it was far
better. I'm sure I've had
cheese.
Government cheese, though. I'm sure I've had it. I've eaten at school. So, you know. Anyways, back to the long-winded story. So I was in touch with them by email. And over the years, we trade emails back and forth. And they're like, yeah, Ascendancy 2. And they even had, at one point, they had some, like, today would be considered alpha footage and some music tracks on their actual website, Logic Factory.
No, they didn't.
Yes, they did.
Oh my god.
On logicfactory.com, they've had music tracks for Ascendancy 2.
Oh my god.
Jim, if you look for it, if you do a Google search, I'm sure you'll find it somewhere. And they had a splash screen, like Ascendancy 2 is coming or something like that.
I don't even remember this.
This was maybe 8-9 years ago.
So,
oh my god.
I was reading through Computer Gaming World.
It was Computer Gaming World, right?
Yeah.
It
wasn't PC Gamer? But I was reading through Computer Gaming World like 20 years ago today, right, for an article I'm working on. And it's the October 1995 issue, and there's a big ad for Ascendancy in there. So I copied it out. I was going to put it in the forum, but I got distracted. But, yeah, so that's what, you know, back when they were advertising this thing. The only thing that I really remember from the game, because I've never played it, I feel like I've missed something now, but I never played it. But I do remember that in the advertisements, the screenshot, they always showed that Cyclops-looking woolly mammoth.
The Snuffdums, the Snuffadums.
The Snuffleupagus, I think they're called.
No, they're called Snuffadums or something like that. So it had pincers at the...
Yeah. Mr. Snuffleupagus is my power animal, by the way. When I go to my secret happy place in the spirit world.
Okay, well, it's a strong, powerful animal. And it has a bonus to its shields. It's pretty not shields. They have a bonus to their armor.
Oh.
Yeah, let me find them. They're Snuffdums or something like that. Yep. Snovimomas. There you go. Snovimomas. I always thought it was Snuffdums. But anyways, Snovimomas. Well, shit, there's a spelling error. That's awesome. So, yeah, so good stuff. It's awesome. It's an awesome game. I'm watching what you're doing now.
Yeah, it's so great how it feels. Like,
so what am I looking at here? Because you guys have seen this. I have no idea what I'm looking at. So I see planets on poles, right? And then whenever go to the planet...
Well, it's a three-dimensional thing. It shows you how... Like, based on where the grid is, it shows you where the planet is in relation to that. So you can have planets that are above and below the axis. And actually, there is a reason for that, because you have movement points that's basically based on your engines and on how much power your ship has. So sometimes when you enter a system and you're trying to get to a planet and you don't have enough movement points, you won't get to the planet that day.
Yeah, so you can fast forward one day.
Yep. And then not just that, like in combat, since this is turn-based, but this is...
It's turn-based, but it feels real-time because of the way you can forward things. Like, you have a day thing.
Right. You have a three-dimensional movement. It's an actual three-dimensional combat field. You don't zoom in into, you know, a combat arena. You're fighting in that system.
Right.
And your weapons have ranges, and your weapons have... Everything you do takes up energy, so it's like it's ridiculously cool that they were doing this 20 years ago, and now it's like you have all these games that can get this right.
So Brian is building on the planet there in the video that I'm a little behind, but so he's building stuff. Well, I noticed that the planet is a checkerboard of colored boxes, right? So that's where you can put your buildings. And then when you drop a building, then it colors the squares to the sides of the building. So what does that mean? Is that like if I put one type of building there, then it's going to influence another type?
No. You have each planet has a certain amount of squares that this is kind of, I mean, how familiar or how much have you played Galcid?
Not a ton.
Well, here's a nice little bit of trivia. At the time that Ascendancy came out, the first original Galactic Civilization, not Galciv 1, but the Galciv OS 2 version was already also out.
At
the same time. So what it is you don't have adjacency bonuses here the way you do like in the more advanced games, but the different color squares. A blue square means that if you put a structure that's an intellectual structure like a laboratory or something that gets a bonus for being on a blue square, you get a bonus. If you're putting it, for example, on a red square, that's a factory. It's a manufacturing. If you're putting it on a green, that's either food production or a bonus to, like, if you put buildings, you know, how many population you can have. Right. And white doesn't matter. And black means you cannot build there, so you need a technology in order to basically terraform the black square just into a regular white square.
Unless you want to build, like, a tube that connects to other squares.
Right, right. Because early on in the game, you can't build – you can't – the terraforming technology comes much later. So early on in the right. game, you can't
– But there's one race that can build on any black square. They can build anywhere.
Yes. Basically.
That's their thing. They can build on any square, so it don't matter. You can find a planet of all black squares. They can take it.
Yep. And the thing is, here's something. There's a reason for that. By the way, they're called the Orpha.
Right.
But the funny thing about them is their ship looks like pieces of shit. So the bigger the ship, the bigger. Seriously, it looks like a piece of shit with little spikes on it. But anyways, what happens is when
that sounds
you have
painful.
Multiple,
you ever take a spike of shit?
I did it again. I can't believe I did it again. I accidentally abandoned the shipyard.
Uh-oh.
I was clicking too quickly.
Oh, I saw that. So, if you have multiple species in the same system, nobody is able to have – that system will not produce ships for anybody. So even if a single planet is occupied in a system, you can't – nobody will be able to produce ships. Now – there are planets like moons and like dead planets that nobody can settle. I mean, you can settle, but you can't do anything with it. It's just a waste of resources. The Orpha build on it the same as they would anywhere else. So what they do, what the AI with them does, is they basically settle everything. And then you can actually do ridiculous damage by just eliminating your opponent's ability to build ships because you just they don't have control over the system.
Right.
That's kind of weird, though. Like, you know, Master of Orion 2, you could have two different races in the same system. They'd just be on different planets. And if they got along, right?
They're on the same system. You can have six races in the same system. But the only race that can actually do something is the one that has all the planets. So if you want to – okay. Each system can give you a single ship. So this is how they control having ridiculous spam is that – you can only have a ship if you control the whole system. So let's say somebody's trying to spam you and, you know, send 20 ships in your direction. If you put a colony into each of their systems that's not fully colonized, once you destroy their ships, they can't build new ones. They can only build as many ships as they have systems that they fully control.
See, that's a weird board gamey thing. I mean, that...
But it works.
Well, I guess so. But why would I not be able to make ships if there's one guy that lives on the backside of the moon and I don't even know he's there?
Because you don't control the system. So here's an example. Here's a scenario. Let's say you go into the system that has these Gaia-style planets where, like, if you have two or three of those planets, it's just like you can steamroll the game. Now, if you have these planets and you can just pump out ships like nobody's business, but if somebody puts a colony into that system – besides your own, that's it. You can't build ships. You can build ships. That system no longer counts for your total ship pool, I guess. But now, you have a system. They have a system. You put up all your defenses. Your planets cannot fire on each other, even though they have orbital defense platforms, be their missile or be their laser or, you know, the different ones. Now, if a ship basically goes out of the planetary orbit into the system, who are any enemy or any alien in that system that's at war with you can open fire on your ship.
Right.
So if you forget that you have a ship in a system, you won't know that you're being fired on until you get a little warning. Your ship has been destroyed in the system.
Yeah.
So. Yeah.
It's a little crazy. But I love it. I love how just – it's such a – because of the kind of – especially in the beginning, I love how fast it moves. And even in the later game, it's still a very fast moving game, which I really like. And I really like
it. Well, except when it's 30 ships versus 30 ships.
Well, then
it's not slow. It just takes time.
It takes a lot of time. But what was I doing? I don't know what I'm doing.
So I'm looking at a screen, which is probably 30 seconds behind.
Right.
And you have no research. You have a tiny little... production? No. I'm looking at a... yeah, you have research on the blue planet. I can't see the name of the planet, but you had a brownish planet that had no research being generated.
Oh, don't you worry. I'm just making sure I don't run out of population first.
Okay.
I do not want that to happen again, let me tell you. So I because that was so annoying, I always build an Arga plot or two first. Hey, special ability. I want to research orbital docks tomorrow. Thank you. bitch. Fuck y'all. All right.
So that's another thing I like is like how you can advance it one day at a time or until some kind of an event occurs.
I wish more games did that. Like there are so few games. Like I don't want to keep hitting end turn. Like let me forward until like I think one of the Master of Orion games did that. Where it's just oh something happened, nothing happened, so we're just gonna keep on going until something happens. It just makes sense.
Are you researching Hyperlogic? Did you click on it?
I think I got it, didn't I?
No, well, I'm 30 seconds behind.
I got one of these things. I think I got Level Logic from that Xenodig.
Uh-huh.
So let's see what I got. Yeah, the it's funny, the tech tree is also in 3D, so yeah.
Yeah, but it's like the same tech tree for everybody.
Yeah, that is like, you know.
It's the same Conkling guy, you know, whose diaries are discovered, and that's the beginning of the game.
Exactly. Yeah, it's the same guy. All right, I'm just going to get the shield here. Okay. Tube. Oh, no. I wanted to build an orbital dock. That's what I wanted to build so I can refit this ship. Okay. Because, yeah, once you build a ship, if you don't have a dock, and that's it. So you use all the colonizers? Yeah, can't really do much.
Yep. And you see right there, Jim, you see how he doesn't have any shields in orbit of his planet?
Yeah, that'll change. Don't you worry.
No, I'm just telling him. So if somebody were to go into the system and open fire on his planet, then within two shots, his ship and his orbital docks are destroyed. Shipyards are destroyed within two shots.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so you need to put up shields. You need to put up defenses. Though, I mean, this early on, I mean, it doesn't look like you discovered anybody else yet, right?
No one else yet.
So, how many? I didn't see. Are you playing with 7?
5.
Okay.
So, it'll still be a little while. Well, hang on. No, wait a minute. No, I haven't found anybody else yet. Then the telepathic race is not in the game. So, yeah, this is the diplomacy screen, folks, which is when, you know, when you finally meet people, this is where you can haggle, you can exchange technologies, Starlane information, you could ask for an alliance, you could declare war.
And what's cool is each species has its own dialogue, set of dialogue that's unique to them.
See, I want to see one of these games where the goal, you know, it's kind of like you want to avoid conflict most of the time, almost kind of like a Starfleet kind of thing, right? Like, if we get along, we'll do better, but I want to just do a little better than you, right? And it doesn't have to turn into, like, a shooting thing.
Well, you don't have to win this game. There, according to the strategy guide, there are, what, 4 ways to win this game?
Yeah, you wipe out all the aliens, you control the homeworlds, you don't have a research victory that I remember.
No,
economic victory.
No,
you have a diplomatic victory.
Yeah, there's a diplomatic victory. There's a territory victory if you control a certain amount of space.
Yeah, like 50% of known space or something.
Yeah, like and that. Then like there's destroying all the other homeworlds.
Not destroying, controlling all the homeworlds, or destroying all of them, just wiping them out, cleansing the universe of them.
There's fucking one more that I can't remember, but there's 4. I remember both. I remember this thing fucking says there's 4.
Well, that was 4.
Was it?
Yeah, diplomatic.
Right.
Territorial, and right. Two types of conquest.
Oh, got it. Okay. So let's keep the colonizer going. Beautiful.
It's two-thirds of the galaxy. It's not half, it's two-thirds. It's on page 28 of the guide.
28. Yes. God, this guide. It's not a very good guide, people. Ah, there it is. Yeah. What are your goals? My goal is to have a fucking good time is what my fucking goal is.
Okay. So yeah. I play this on my iPad.
Right. Yeah. That's okay. Yeah. We haven't talked about that yet. There, an iOS version of this came out a few years ago.
Yep. I think it was 2012 or 2011.
And I was so sad because I had left iOS like a couple years before. I don't have any iOS devices. And I was sad. I was like, oh, that and Imperium Galactica 2 are both on iOS device. I'm like, I need an iPad at some point. But anyway.
I got both of those.
Oh, I hate you. I would love. Okay, side note. How is portable Imperium Galactica? Does that work well on a tablet?
Yeah, it works pretty well. It has an occasional crash, but it works. It's pretty well. It's a good adaptation.
Sweet.
But Ascendancy is absolutely fantastic.
Well, here's the interesting thing, folks. Look at this interface. See how much bigger these buttons are than the cursor. Like that's everything. Everything is like that. Everything is, it's almost kind of perfect for a touch interface. Cause look how big these buttons are.
Yep.
You know, it just works.
And it's easy to turn. It's easy. Like if you have like multi-finger gestures. So it's easy to maneuver. Now here's the thing. People don't realize that in 1995, we didn't have fancy schmancy mice like they have now.
No.
The programmable mice, and you know, you have like multi-button scroll wheel stuff. So it's like, it was not quite as simple as it is today.
Dude, it took till 2008 before Apple even had a second button. So, you know.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, because the mouse they had was like, you know, you palm the thing. It was like it fit in your palm.
They had this insistence, like one mouse button is all you'll ever need.
Really?
Yep.
Yep.
What? That sounds like a load of crap.
Yeah, and then they came out with stupid workarounds like, oh, okay, so you hold the command key and click, and then that's a right click. And it's like, why don't you just put a second button? Oh, no, no, we don't want two buttons on the mouse because that will confuse people.
Yeah.
What?
Yes.
What?
The benefits, the advantages and disadvantages with Steve Jobs. So on one hand, when he was in, the Apple machine was just chugging along, borrowing ideas from others and improving upon them. I mean, they all do it. So it's, you know, it's an industry. It's an industry-wide secret or something or not secret. But basically, he's like, look, this is how it should be. And for the most part, it worked well. Now, with the new guy in there, now he's like going against a lot of the stuff that Steve Jobs wanted. So now it's like, you know, the Apple computer is not as Apple-ish as it used to be.
Oh, no.
Yeah. And it's like, look, if you're going to spend a certain amount of money, you got to make sure that the product you get and the premium price you pay makes sense.
Right. Now the iPad is now a Surface 3.
Well, yeah. look, the iPad, I will say a lot of things. I mean, I've been an Apple fanboy or user or whatnot since the 90s. And, I mean, I've gone through some really difficult times, and my Apple has always been, like, the one bulletproof device. And the iPad, I'm sorry, the Surface does not even compare. No. I mean, I realize what I'm saying, but the Surface does not compare to the iPad, not even a little bit.
Yeah, but if you look at the iPad Pro, it's like they said, oh, well, the Surface is silly because it's got a keyboard in the cover and stylus. And now that we're in the post-Jobs era, they're like, oh, we're going to make this a Surface. But the problem is it doesn't run the desktop OS. If they had actually put the MacBook Air inside of the iPad, sweet.
Yeah, but then it wouldn't be as thin. It wouldn't be as sexy or something.
I guess so, but you know.
So this is the Apple show. It's quickly becoming the Apple show. Let's move back to Ascendancy on iPad.
No, we Ascendancy on the iPad, but for some reason, around a year ago, it just disappeared.
Yeah.
And we don't know why. Like, I couldn't, I looked, I tried to find out why it disappeared. I could not find.
Yep. And like, they had a Facebook presence too. I wouldn't interact with them on Facebook once or twice a year.
Right.
They'd constantly reposted stuff from NASA and, like, you know, all these scientific discoveries and all these things that are interesting. And then, like, they stopped. And then they disappear. And it's like, why? Should I look and see if I can find the Ascendancy 2 music?
Oh, no, we can't. If you can find it and send it to me, yes.
I'll post it in the chat.
Okay, yeah, that's great.
Let me see.
I'm colonizing every fucking planet I find. I'm not dealing with this control shit anymore. Nope. Every planet will have a colony. Every planet will have a colony. Yes, create a colony right there.
Well, here's the thing. Don't forget, when you create a colony, right? Yeah. All the ships that come at you from the AI, they usually have invasion modules.
Right.
So if you have a planet that has no colony on it, they cannot invade. If you colonize planets and you don't defend them, then that's basically a free planet for them.
That's another thing I don't want to. I don't want to give them a free planet, so that's why I'm building colonies, and then I'm going to give everyone a shield and at least one missile battery. Okay, now, when this first came out, you mentioned the AI. Let's talk about this. I don't know why the quality is bad for you, Donovan. Let me take a look real quick. That's the nice thing about this game. It goes day by day, so I can just alt tab out and look at something else. YouTube.
So, Space Sector, they have Adam Solo, who I believe is the main guy from Space Sector.
Yeah.
They have a tease for Ascendancy 2 from September of 12.
Oh.
Yeah.
I wonder why I don't remember this, like, at all.
Here, let me... I'll put it into the chat for Twitch.
Donovan, is the stream working? Can you see that right now?
Here.
Anyway.
I put a link for that find.
Nice. What was it? It was just like a tease textual article?
Yeah, well, it was. It was like, what is it? It was, yeah, in 2011 it came out to the iOS, and then how well the iOS version sold. It sold incredibly well.
I would think so. It's a great game, people, and it really makes me sad that people cannot play this. So, you know, it really makes me sad that people just cannot play this.
And yeah, and even here they mentioned the sample release music for Ascendancy 2, but I don't see links to it. It was on their website.
Which is no longer there. What happened, Logic Factory guys? What happened? God, what are you doing?
Let me see.
What's going on, Logic Factory? They seem to have just disappeared.
And they have, interesting, so they have another interview with him from April of 12, where they're talking about Ascendancy, but this is probably the Ascendancy for iOS, post-iOS release. Let me see if there's anything in there. If there are any links to anything in there. Nope. Just to their webpage, which is closed.
Yeah, damn it. Damn it.
It was pretty good music. It was like the synth music in a very similar fashion to Ascendancy.
Oh, I'm sure. And the music, guys, the music for this game is so fucking good. Seriously.
Yeah, and I'm going to put a link to something else right now in the chat. Let me see. Where is it? There it is. Yeah, one more thing. This is their Facebook page that has a link to the iOS store.
But it doesn't do anything, though.
No, but the thing is that it shows it. It shows, you know.
Oh. So it shows, hey, this is where Ascendancy should be.
Yes.
So. Oh, weep. Weep, I weep.
So here's something else, too, that's really cool. So there comes a point where I think it's about two-thirds of the way up. You can research three different techs. Right. One tech is a boost to industry. One is a boost to population growth and happiness.
Right.
And one is a boost to research. So basically, if you're on a planet that is maxed out and you're not using it for anything, you can set up one of those three projects as your continuous, you know, job on the planet. And there, by the way, you just found one of the Gaia-type planets.
Yeah, it's a beautiful planet.
Yeah.
I got to go back and get some colonizers. I ran out.
Yeah, there's a tech on it also.
Yeah, I know. I gotta fucking snag that shit.
Yep. You also have the star lanes with two different colors.
Yeah, so, the red, which move a little slower.
Yeah, those are like wormholes.
Yeah.
And not wormholes. I mean, like either longer distances or just the slower.
Right. This is going to be an interesting little planet here.
Yeah.
But I had to take everything.
Everything. I wouldn't build a laboratory right there.
Oh, I have no free population right now. Okay. There we go.
That planet, basically, in late game, will give you two more tiles.
Yeah, once I open up terraforming, yeah, yep. Totally. But I'm not there yet. Not there yet. Okay, let's do that. Okay. Oh, that's fine.
Oh, look, you're not growing any population. You need something to increase their happiness.
Yeah, I know. I'm working on Argoplots and that Hydra spammer thingamajig.
Artificial. Yeah.
Yeah, that thing.
Fertilizer factory.
It's interesting how how the more I play this, the more things click like back into place in my brain. Like, oh yeah, I got to do this, this, and this.
Right.
Because I used to play this all the time. The colonizers, all of them.
This is before Steam. If I could track how many hours I wasted on this.
Oh, hundreds.
Not waste. I take it back. It's not a waste.
No, not waste. But I totally get what you're saying. But yeah, not waste. But yeah, I mean, it takes a lot for me to put time into a game, like, cause I have a very short attention span.
Mm-hmm.
And, I put.
Wait, what are you talking about again?
What? Who?
Squirrel!
What?
Okay, so we have the thing there. Okay. Let's build a food. Oh, do 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 do. Okay. Yeah, now it's interesting. This game has an auto-manage capability that was not very common. And not very good. I used it in the Let's Plays. Because like, oh, I'll see how it works. Oh, why does my planet have 18 missile batteries in orbit? I don't think I need that many. It's cool, but I don't think I need that many. You should have been building other things.
And only one shield.
And one shield. And four... teen missile batteries. Like, why? Why, damn it, why? We still haven't met anybody. That's kind of interesting. Well, I did make kind of a larger galaxy, too,
because
I didn't want things to get so cramped so quickly. But, yeah, we haven't met anybody yet. And they're probably going to declare war on me. That's the thing. We talked about this for a second. The game shipped with – a lot of people complained about how passive the AI was. When this game first came out, if you recall, like, oh, it never fights. It never wants to declare war. So they released it and this is what they called it, an antagonizer patch.
Yeah.
Which is what I'm playing right now. So it's kind of like, oh, you think they're too passive, huh? Turn it up to 11. So they're like, declare war on you for, it's Tuesday. Here's war.
You have a couple of races that are very, very militant.
Yeah.
So with the antagonizers, like the moment you meet them, you have to prepare for war.
Yeah. I learned that. And I made a political joke this morning, and someone's like, maybe they're all Klingons. I'm like, they can't all be Klingons.
Right.
Maybe some of them. Maybe one of them. But yeah, they're like, they were all declaring war on me at one point, and then like 2 weeks later, game time, be like, oh, we're suing for peace. Sure.
Yeah. Right.
We didn't, I never even saw one of your ships. We never even shot anything at each other, but you won. Okay. Sure. Why not?
Let me see.
Factory. Give me a factory.
So nobody's asking any questions in the chat.
I think that's because they're watching. I think maybe because they're watching me play. This game, even though you have to track it down on disk, but it works great with DOSBox. Like, it took me 3 seconds to get this working on DOSBox. Seriously. Sound, it's smooth. It's one of those, like, DOSBox success stories. Seriously. It's great on DOSBox. But I wish there was a way to be like, go to Steam right now, $9.99. I wish.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Well, at least GOG or Goog or whatever the name is.
You know, the guys to get with would be Night Dive, because they're the ones that get the rights to obscure stuff and do something with it.
Like, did you see System Shock today?
Yep.
Yeah, I saw.
Oh, my God. How crazy is
like
that?
It's like an enhanced version, so you can stand
at it. Yeah, like they enhanced the EXE, so it's not a DOS EXE anymore. It's actually a Windows EXE now, apparently, which is crazy.
Yeah, but didn't they like bring the graphics way up and stuff too?
Yeah. The thing can fucking go widescreen now, apparently.
Yeah. I wonder if it can.
I have a planet called Corn Cob. I have a planet called Corn Cob. That is adorable. AC Wraith, what did you get asked? Oh, someone was complaining about the YouTube quality. I don't know how
you know,
it looks.
You know what would be fun is if you had that race that looks like spiky turds, and then they got a planet called Corn Cob. And
yeah, the names for planets are just funny.
They're called Orpha. And if you look at it, it's very similar to Ophel. If you look at it. But anyways, no, it's not on good old gaming or GOG.
It's nowhere digitally. It was on the iOS store, but
yeah, but
it's
then
not.
It's gone.
It's a crime, because this is such a good game.
There's not a trace of what the hell happened to the company. Like, when was Logic Factory's website last seen? Like, recent that it disappeared or what?
No.
The Wayback Machine. Yeah, go to the Wayback Machine. I'm not researching anything? What the hell is wrong with me? Shit. I thought I was researching something. See, this is kind of, this game is a great interface, but there are some things I wish it did better. Like, hey, you're not researching anything. Oh, okay. Oh, this colony is auto-managed. There's no indication.
It doesn't hold your hand any. I'm not going to tell you that you're not doing anything.
Yeah, no, exactly. I'm not going to say anything. You know, you're fucking up here. We're just going to let you fuck up.
Yeah, that's like what I said. When you forget with your ship or you have combat going on, then you get a notification that you've lost the ship, and you're like, wait, what?
Yeah, like, oh, I fast forward today and my ships did nothing. They just sat there and got pounded. You know what the funny thing is too? In the system screen, if you go to the system screen, there's three buttons here. One like fast forwards time a little bit. Mm-hmm. One does like an audit. One does like a repeat command. So if you give a ship a movement command, you just click that. But the auto command, if you click this, and any ship of yours will attack any enemy in the system, even if that ship of yours has no guns.
Yeah.
Which mine did the other day.
So you know what the ship does, right? The ship will move towards the enemy ship, and then it moves away from it as far as possible.
What?
Until it runs out of movement points.
And then gets shot and killed.
Yeah, or it turns on the shield, so it drains the energy faster, and then it just, like, dies. So shields, something else, that shields are either on or off.
Yeah, you have to turn them on. I forgot about that part, but yes, you have to turn them on, which is hilarious.
They're drained. Well, not really. I mean, it's like Star Trek, you know? It's like you don't go into an engagement with your shields on. You turn them on, and, you know, fire them up or whatnot, but that drains your battery.
Right.
You know, I mean, your battery. It drains your power source. So as that happens, you know, your ship is moving away. You don't escape. And then your ship sits there and gets shot to pieces.
Yep.
But you need a big enough fleet to do that, or some kind of, you know, ship that can do that too.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, here we go. We're colonizing Hannibal One, this beautiful planet right here, this gorgeous Gaia world will be ours. Create a colony and do it right there. Yes.
I'm also looking at the Wayback Machine.
Oh, to see when their last, what's he, Huey? When the site might have actually existed at one time.
Yeah, I'm trying to. I'm not finding anything.
Ridiculous. Ridiculous. Now, yeah, friends, we've told you this game is in full 3D. Well, it is totally in full 3D. Like, they're not messing around. This game is in 3D. And back in the day, this was like most strategy games were a 2D plane. So, like, you see there's a few systems here, but right now they're a little gobbledygooked because they're like kind of behind each other. So now I'm – oh, look. There they are. There they are.
Ooh. On the iPad, it's very nice. It's, you know, you're doing hand gestures to spin it, and it's like,
oh, really?
The way, yeah, it's like watching a movie, you know, where they take something from one screen and throw it on another one, and then they're like, you know, the zooming in, zooming out motion. Well, it's just like that.
Oh, that's nice. It sounds like they did a good job adapting it to the iOS. So it's like, it's like, I would love to think that, oh, because of copyright or because of what they're, whatever's going on, they like took it off iOS because they're going to put it on GOG, you know, something like that, you know, which I don't know why, but that would be why they would take it off one to put it on the other. But, yeah, I don't get that at all. But it's just weird how it just disappeared. And then It seems like the company has since disappeared.
Yeah. So I'm looking. In 2015, there was one thing on – one snapshot on April 9th. No, that's 2014. Oh, okay. So in 2014, they have on their website, they just have a link to their Facebook page.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah, and the Facebook page is people asking what the hell. So.
Oh, no.
Let's see.
Oh, no. That's so sad. That is so sad. I mean, this game deserves better. It really deserves better than that.
Yeah, okay. So in 2015, there's nothing active for it.
Uh-oh. This planet has no free population. Uh-oh. If I abandon this shield, will I regain a free population?
Well, I don't know which one. No. Your problem is...
Yeah.
Yeah. Your problem is you have no growth. So if you take down the shield, right, it'll give you one population, and then you build something.
That's what I'm doing right now. The Hydropuffy Bit Definer. Build me one of those, good sir or madam.
Yep, you know, yeah.
Okay, now we're going to go to this new system down here. Come here, buddy. Yeah, this game is weird. Like, where's my ship? Oh, it's all the way up at the top of the screen. I can barely select it. God damn it. It's going to take 2 days to cross the system. 2 days.
Well, that's cool, though. I mean, who does that?
Nobody. I just think it's great. I think it is fantastic.
Okay, so here. Oh, that's weird.
So what about this concept? What about a 4X game that never leaves the solar system?
Oh!
There's one coming out that's what that's going to be.
Which one?
I don't remember the name.
It's Sarah's?
No.
Are you thinking about Shallow Space?
No.
Okay.
No.
Someone is making a 4X style game that only takes place in one solar system, so it's kind of zoomed in on that level where you have the multiple planets.
There's a game coming called Ceres.
Maybe
like
that's
the moon from the guys are their studio's called, I think, Jotun, which is like giants, like Norwegian giants or whatnot. Mm. So Norse giants. And basically this is a game where you don't have aliens, you just have humans. So you have different human collectives, and then you have AI, and then you have like mutants and like space mutants, like humans have been in space, spacers. And this is, I believe, like a 4X RTS. And this happens in a future version of our solar system and like the various things that happen. I saw like they have footage for it. There's alpha footage for it, and it looks really cool. And it's turn-based too. So it's like it's pretty wild. And like firing arcs and, you know, shields.
What's it called again?
It's called Ceres, Ceres.
Oh, I have heard of that one. Yes.
I found in 2014 in
we met a race. We met
who'd you meet?
Who the hell are their names? The Capellans.
Yeah, these guys are chameleons, basically.
They have a much bigger fleet than we do, but we have more discoveries and just about as many colonies.
They have a much bigger fleet than you.
I know, but look at that nice planet right there, right next to theirs that they didn't colonize. Stupid!
Yeah, but if you colonize it, that's pretty much, that's to them, that means you're going to go to war.
Oh, okay. We thought you were they just declared war on me. I didn't even do anything. They just declared war on
they
me.
They heard this Twitch stream.
They must be listening. They must be listening because I'm colonizing this planet right now. Because I'm stupid. Okay, take it.
Damn it.
Okay, time to start building ships, people.
Oh, that's right. So the Logic Factory guys, one of them co-wrote a book called Space Pilot.
That's right. I tried to read that, and
it's not bad. It is not bad.
Not great either.
It's not great, but it's not bad.
As is true.
No, it isn't.
No, it's just not great. Wait a minute. It might be a different one that I'm thinking of.
No, Space Pilot Connor, I think it was called. I haven't.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm thinking of a different one. It started off, there were like three books, and one, the first one was great, and then the other ones were shit.
No. Oh, you must be thinking of something else.
Yeah, I definitely am. Okay, how are we all doing? Oh, wait, you're not doing nothing? Oh, because you just started doing shit. Okay, we're going to build you a factory first, and then a shield, because we're fucking right there.
So I'm looking in 2012, right? I'm trying to see if I can find, like, let me go back, 2011. Let me see. They have snapshots, but they don't have links. The links don't work.
Oh, my God. Really?
Yeah. Prologue, Logic Factory.
God damn it.
Yeah, no. Okay, well, I did as much as I can do.
Yeah, no, that sounds about right. That sounds... God damn it. I mean, what the hell are you supposed to do with that? What the hell are you supposed to do with that?
So in case people don't know, the surface shields, there's no ground combat per se, but the surface shields negate one invasion module. So at least this level of surface shields.
Oh no.
So if they go to invade you and they only have one invader and you have surface shields, basically
they stack?
Yes.
Oh, I did not know that.
Yes.
That's pretty great. Build me a shipyard. I had to build more ships. Oh, well, there's a hostile ship in this system, and this is my home system, I think. Oh, shit. I've got nothing here except one. Woo. But I can't build anything. I've got no.
And you see how it looks Borg-like a little bit?
Yeah. Yeah, very squarish. Oh, can't even see what's on there. What are they going to do, I wonder?
They're going to attack you.
I know. Let's see. Oh, are they in orbit? No, they left, I guess. They're not here anymore.
They went to look at you.
I guess they're scouting me out.
Mm-hmm. Or maybe it wasn't a combat ship. That's the one thing. So you have multiple ship classes, but right. And they don't reflect the weapons that the ships have. So unless you have a way to see on the ship, you don't really know what it has.
Right. So now we're going to start building missile bases. Oh, an unidentified ship. Who do we got? Who are these guys? Chronomist. Oh, yeah. Look, they look like jellyfish.
Mm-hmm.
And they're very excited to meet us.
They're amoebas.
Yes. I propose an alliance. No, we cannot trust you. In due time, if you are good. I kind of love the writing in this game. Like, who are the little rat people with the cane? You know what I'm talking about? They're really cute. Yes.
Yeah.
They're supposedly really nice.
They are.
But in my game, they kept declaring war on me. And I love the text, like, we just have to declare war on you now. Sorry. Just cracked me the fuck up. I'm like, really? You're just sorry? Okay. Sorry.
I'm looking for them in my manual.
Let's see. Everyone's building something.
They're the Balifids. Baliflids. Baliflids.
Right.
Yeah, they're things that reproduce really fast.
Oh, yeah. These guys just, I think they're just scouting around because they just left. They're like, oh, we're in a system now. Okay, time to start building some more Shiat. Build a factory, you motherfucker. And then we're going to start. Oh, hey. That's not worth it. All right. Build me a shipyard. No, it's going to take too long. Build me a factory. Oh, they're back in my home system. Let's see what they do. Oh, they're just traversing the space lanes. I guess they're just scouting.
For the moment.
For the moment. Because let's take a look. What's...
If you're...
Oh, God. Yeah, they have a much bigger fleet than anyone.
What did they have? I didn't see.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Now, does fleet... I'm confused by this. Does fleet show just ships, or does that show every, like, orbital and thing?
No, that's just ships.
Because I only have one ship, and yet it's showing two fleet for me, which is interesting.
Well, this probably shows how many ships they can have.
Oh.
No, that doesn't make
sense. That doesn't make sense either. No.
That should show how many ships they have. And it's interesting, if you look at the Capilons,
yeah,
you know what it is? It's not how many ships. I'm pretty sure that it show that this reflects your ship strength.
Oh.
Because if you look at the Capilons, they control, you know, 6 planets, 8 planets, but when you look at their ships, it shows having a lot more. So it's probably the ship strength.
Oh.
That's why you have one ship, but it shows you having two, so that's the strength of your... Yeah. Fleet.
Uh-oh. I think these guys just took over this planet. I think they're about to anyway.
They're looking for easy pickings?
Maybe. Oh, they took it over.
Oh, they took over your nice planet?
Yeah. Motherfucker. I'm going to have to fix that shit. Too sweet. Okay. Where's the invasion module? It's around here somewhere. I know it's around here somewhere.
It's the one that looks like a tank.
Yeah. I just got to find it in this massive... Oh, I already have them. Okay. Fucking assholes. Fucking fuck you guys. Fuck you guys. Fuck you guys. I'm building an invader ship. I'm building a ship with 3 invasion modules, you bitches.
Yeah, but I bet you if it's going to take 15, 20, 30 days by the time you get there, plus travel time, the planet's going to have shields.
Well, that's okay. I'm going to put some weapons on it too then. I got missiles, and I got quantum singularity launches. But I should put generators on it so they can actually have some power, huh? Yeah, that's a good idea.
And a star drive so you can leave the system.
There's already one on there.
Okay. Oh, yeah, right. I see it.
Buy the good one, Odyssey in the chat says. Yeah, the good one. Okay, I'll buy the good one. 83 days.
Yep.
Ah, motherfucker.
That's, remember, yeah, I told you, you're doing everything to get the tech advantage, and you're playing them incorrectly.
Right. No, you're not wrong. Shipyard, orbital missile base. Okay. Wait. Who doesn't have a project? You bastards. Build a thing.
If you click, you'll see what they're working on.
Yeah. No, and there's no free population there. Okay, you bastards. Oh, really? Are you going to take over one of my other planets? No, you're just leaving. Okay, fine. Can I build a shipyard now? Me build.
So, you know something we haven't talked about?
What haven't we talked about?
The graphics of the game.
I love the graphics. I really do. They're kind of a throwback, but at the time, fucking mind-blowing this shit.
They're not a throwback. Are you kidding me?
Well, they are now.
Not even now. I can give you half a dozen games
that are you're not wrong.
Games right now.
You're not wrong.
That would be vastly improved if they had these so-called throwback graphics.
Oh, you're not wrong.
Right? One of your favorite games, by the way.
You're not wrong. Oh, hello, Nimbloids. I think we've met almost everyone now.
Ah, the gas people. They have really cool ships.
The Capilons don't want peace. Fire the super potato gun. There are no potato guns, Odyssey. There are guns that shoot little black holes, though. I do love those. I do love those. That's just a great little tech.
My favorite weapon for dealing with large fleets is the smart bomb.
Well, now, what does that remind me what that does?
Well, it looks like a wrap, like a sushi wrap, with multicolored marbles on top. So it looks like something you get at a fair. Right. And you fire. So the way combat works is, it's I go, you go. And even if you have 40 ships in a system, only one ship fires at a time.
Oh.
So you fire, then they fire, then you fire, then they fire, then you fire, and it goes back and forth. But meanwhile, say you have shields on, right?
Right.
While this is happening, your shields will actually be draining. So even though only three or four of your ships fired, all your ships that have their shields on are draining against the energy reserves of your ships. So you got to be careful about that.
Right.
But anyways, so the smart bomb, basically you launch it and it hits every enemy ship in the system.
What?
So one launch, you can only use it once, because obviously after you use it, you're out. So you have several of them, and you make sure there's several on each ship. And that's how you basically do damage. Now, since it's alternating who goes, they can't just, like, in their turn, take all their ships and exit. They, like, jump, be it teleport back to the recall or teleport to their home system or go into one of the star lanes. So only one ship at a time. So if you, say, have a system with, like, 20, 30 enemy ships and you use your smart bombs, you can pretty much wipe out most of their fleet before they escape.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's why I need to find smart bombs.
Yeah, I'm not even sure if that's what they're called, but I will look it up in my trusty guide.
No, they're called smart. I looked it up when you said it.
Okay, so they're smart bombs?
Yeah. They are indeed.
That's one of the most OP weapons.
Uh-oh.
I love it. Yep, smart bomb.
Yeah, this game is so great. Because even when you fuck up and you're like, oh, I have to start a new game. Oh, I have to start a new game.
Well, unless you're late in the game. Then it's not as cool.
I don't mind really too much. Because there are just so many awesome ships, you know,
yep.
I think. Ooh, what's this way? That's right home. Let's go this way. You've got some colony modules left. What's this way? Let's colonize some more planets. What are you doing?
Yeah, remember what I told you. If you start colonizing planets without the ability to defend them, you're just going to give them free colonies.
Yeah. I know, I'm working on it. I'm working on it. Yeah, oh, Corn Cob has a free population.
Oh, some planet I'm looking at has no ability to expand.
Yeah, I know. It's kind of funny that. Kind of funny that, yeah, it's yeah, that one has no free population, but that's the only one. Everyone else is building something. Oh, there are hostile colonies here. Ooh, really?
Remember what I said. If you colonize a planet in a hostile system, nobody can build ships. You can build ships, it's just they're going to lose the ability to build ships as a result.
Oh, goody. Oh, shit. They shot me. They shot me. Oh, shit. They shot me again.
Don't get too close.
I did not know they could shoot me.
Oh, I see. Yeah, I told you they would.
No, you weren't wrong.
Ooh,
I'm gonna take the long way around.
Whoa.
I'm gonna take the long way around back to this planet.
Well, I think each missile battery can only fire twice.
Yeah, maybe once even. Okay, man, you go here. And then you go here. Yeah, we're taking the long way around. I'll tell you.
Yeah, you don't have much left. If you don't colonize it this turn, next turn, that ship's going to get destroyed.
You think?
Yes, because you have one. You're one hit away from losing the ship.
Oh. Well, then I'm probably gonna lose it then.
Oh.
Yeah, I know. Oh, I can move. Let's do it.
Okay, you have one more move left. You're going to be just outside that planet. Oh.
Damn. You were right. That was pretty funny.
I didn't see. You were just within range. Huh?
I know. I was just right fucking there.
You could have taken one of the other planets that they don't reach.
Oh, well, that's okay.
And you got the orbital thing, too. So as they orbit the sun, the planets will change their distance between them. I mean, this game has so much depth to it.
Yeah, it really does. It really does. It just feels so fun to play. It's just such a fucking fun game to play. Ooh, shipyard. Can you build a ship? Ooh, you can build a ship. Build me a ship.
Odyssey is upset that you have let your people down.
I know. I'm sorry, Odyssey. Those people were a noble sacrifice in the name of whatever.
stupid leadership.
In the name of I don't know.
Poor planning. Poor planning.
In the name of I don't know what the fuck I'm doing. In the name of that. Yes. In the name of I haven't played this in 15 years. So. Yeah, because I didn't play it, because before the other day I had not touched this in at least a decade.
Probably. Why are you mixing up your weapon?
What, you think we should have all one weapon?
Well,
I'm asking. I like having a mix.
Yeah, well, you're out of that screen, so I can't see what you're building. But
well, no, I
not all weapons are created equally.
You're not wrong. I keep forgetting to use things like the Intellect Scrambler. I keep forgetting that we actually have those. Should have a shield.
I think that the Quantum Singularity, I think that one has the longest range from those.
Oh, really? Okay.
I think so. I don't remember. And why are you using, like, the subspace radar?
I don't know.
You're wasting the space.
Okay. Okie dokie.
Like, watch. Take a look. When you're putting a weapon on, look in the top left box, and it'll show you how much damage so it does. You see, each one of those gives you one whole exploding thing, but, like, you don't have enough. So what you have too many weapons. You don't have enough power.
Yeah. So I got to probably. Yeah, there we go. All right.
You need like 4 and 4.
That's exactly what I have.
Oh, well. I'm 30 seconds behind.
I know, but no, you were right. No, you're giving. Odyssey, yeah, you cannot. This is abandonware. And unfortunately, we were lamenting earlier that we so wish you could buy this online on Steam. I wish I could tell you right now, go to GOG. They'll give you the game and the sound. Oh, my God. They would give you the soundtrack on GOG. Fuck.
It's not there.
It's not there. It's not anywhere. It's nowhere. And
it's on my iPad.
It's on your iPad, but only your iPad, because you can't even buy it on iOS anymore.
No, it's on Oliver's iPad, too.
It's on at least one other iPad, but that's it.
We only have
two iPads.
I have the original disc from 1995, too.
Yeah, that's what I'm using right now, is the original disc.
So this planet, one I'm looking at right now,
yeah,
has really good growth potential.
Yeah.
But not very good. So you see, so here's an example. Here's a mistake that you're making. So your ship is going to take 106 days to make, right?
Yeah.
You have 2 free population. I would use one of those population to create another factory. That'll cut down on how long it takes to ship.
Okie dokie. Sure. 6 days for the factory. Absolutely.
Like on the red one, on the red tile.
Uh-oh. I think I just lost another planet. I did. They're going to invade this planet. I just lost it. Oh, no. Yeah, our colony was invaded.
Remember what I told you.
You weren't wrong. I never said you were wrong. I just did it anyway.
This is your mistake. If you go back to that one, I'll show you what your mistake was there. You're building the wrong structure. So on new planets.
Yeah.
Never build like the advanced labs or the advanced factories. Always start with the less advanced stuff because it builds quickly.
Right.
So an advanced factory on a planet like that will take you 55 days, especially that early on, whereas a regular factory will take you like 13 days or 12 days or 7 days. So if you build a couple of those and you get your production up, then you go and you move, then you upgrade them later on once you're not in the middle of a war footing.
Right. Oh, I have no missile batteries. What's this ship going to do? Oh, I'm just going to leave. Nothing.
Yeah, it's the friend is going to come and take it.
This is so fucking funny. Let's build more of those. Oh, no. I want to build.
The good news, I'll tell you what the good news is. If you have a couple of well-defended planets.
Yeah.
You can still come back from this.
Really?
Yes. Even if you lose, by not losing your home system and having a couple of like well-defended planets that are like quick building planets, you can come back because the AI, that's the one negative thing, is that the AI is not going to improve the planet. They're going to just keep building ships until they max out their fleet. So those planets, they might get a shield and then ships. So for example, say you're in a system that you know you're going to lose a planet, right? What you do is you scrap the stuff in orbit. You know what I mean? But in order to do that, you have to micromanage. So you have to pay attention. So if you know he's coming for your planet, you can lose it anyway. Scrap everything there.
Interesting. You can do that?
Yeah, of course you can.
I didn't know that. Yeah. And then he just takes it over anyway?
No, then he doesn't take it over because he can't.
He doesn't have a colonizer.
Right. So if you still have just your original colony, your landing pod right there, left, he takes it, he can't build shit. He's going to have to build up the, or she or whatever, they're going to have to build up the planet.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So there's always a couple of techs that I always beeline for.
Yeah.
Like the Whopper is one of them. That's the orbital, it's like a satellite that that has a pretty good distance.
Is that what that is?
Yeah. So the Whopper, there's the Mega Whopper. It's Whopper and Mega Whopper.
Now I'm hungry. God damn it. Now I want fucking Burger King.
Yeah, sorry about that.
No, that's okay. What the fuck? I was wondering what this was earlier. I didn't have my guide near me. What the fuck is an engineering retreat?
That gives you a bonus to research.
Really? An engineering retreat?
Yeah.
You know, it's funny. It's not. Oh, it's in the wrong. I'm looking. There's two. There's two appendices in back.
Oh, this one. So this is an. This is it gives you a bonus to all research structures on the planet. So you don't build five of those. You build one per planet.
Oh.
And it's the same things like there's a similar structure for industry and a similar one for population growth that it gives a boost across the whole planet.
Oh.
Yeah. Huh.
They keep probing my home system, which is pretty funny.
Well, you should. The thing is, if you had a Whopper,
I'm not there system, yet.
You'd be able to fire at them while they're doing that.
Oh, my ship is done. Now I'm going to start building orbital thingy-majiggies. Build me a orbital missile base. Yes. And you, ship, leave orbit. I'm going to start killing things. Kill. Kill! You, okay, go kill.
Let me find it. Let me look in my trusty book.
Ah, yes. Yes. Build me a missile orbital thing. You, leave orbit. Where are you, ship? Where are you, invader? Yes, I want you to go. Where are we going? We're going to Hannibal, right? But how do we get to Hannibal? God damn it. Okay, so wait. So we're... Do we have a ship in the Hannibal system?
Yep, long-range orbital Whopper.
Right. Odyssey says Mega Whopper, have it your way. Man, yeah. How I fucking want... I want Burger King so fucking badly now.
Yeah, so there's the short-range orbital Whopper and the long-range. So the short-range basically covers, like, in most systems, probably double the distance of the missile battery, and the long range doubles the distance of the short range one.
Oh.
So those, and you have stuff like tractor field, tractor beam, so you can create, if, you know, later on you put a tractor beam projector on your planet, and then you can just grab a ship and pull it towards your planet.
Oh, I saw one of the AI using that the other day.
Yep.
That was pretty funny. Okay, so I gotta go to Corn Cob before I can go to Hannibal. Fine. Go to Corn Cob. That's just weird to say. Go to Corn Cob. Invade, my friends, invade.
Is it making you hungry? Whoppers?
Yeah, no, it totally is making me hungry right now. Abso-fucking-lutely making me hungry. I am starving. I am absolutely starving now.
So the stuff you need to research now,
yeah,
is engine tech.
Engine tech.
Right.
Okay.
So you can move faster within the system and getting two systems. You need to research power. Stuff that increases the power. You see, like, watch. Go, if you go, let me look at what you have over here. No, you don't need cloaking. Cloaking's useless.
No, I'm just hovering over it right now. Yeah, I don't understand cloaking. I've never researched it. I don't understand why I would need it. But...
No, cloaking is cool, but it's more for the role-playing aspect of the game.
Yeah, I'm researching the phase bomb right now.
Why?
I don't know. It sounds cool.
It's not.
Okay.
You destroy structures on the planet.
So should I go for the Should I go through the Oral Cloud Constructor then? The power thing? That's a power thing.
Go to... on the left. I need to see what's on the left. That's a dead-end tech.
Yeah, right.
Go up. Go all the way to the beginning of the tech, and let me see what you skipped, and I'll let you know what you need to research.
I didn't really skip much except cloaking. I skipped cloaking. And
there's nothing after cloaking. So cloaking is a dead end. Yeah. Are you using your secret your skill?
As much as I can, yeah. It recharges like 89. It takes like 89 days to recharge.
Right. How far are you from getting there?
53 days.
Okay. Scroll down.
Maybe I should let me try sharing my screen via Skype.
No, it's okay. So it's 15 seconds behind.
Okie dokie. Okie dokie dokie dokie.
Let me see this bottom three.
So the bottom three, we have EM field coupling for the electromagnetic.
So research phase only because it's 45 days.
Okay, that's what I'm doing. Yeah. Okay, yeah. I'm already. Okay. Yeah, that's one of the reasons I took it. It's like, it's going to be quick.
Yeah.
All right. Okay, good. Can I build another ship? Can I build another ship? Ooh, I can build another ship. But do I want to build a factory? Or do I want to build a thing? Or do I want to build an archiplot? Oh, I think I want to build an archiplot. Build the archiplot.
On this planet? No. You know what you need to build on this planet?
What?
You need to build housing.
Isn't that what an archiplot is?
Mm.
I thought that's what that was.
Maybe.
Cause hang on.
All right. Right. Yeah. Yeah. That's another thing.
It increases, it's a farming area that increases the prosperity, which causes its population to grow more quickly.
No, you need a population, you need housing.
So what, the outpost?
Yes.
Oh, I've never built those. Okay.
Yes.
I will.
That'll give you more green circles. So there's three structures. There's three.
Is
different...
that what that does?
Yeah.
Honestly, like build the thing. Build the thing that builds things faster.
See, so by building the outpost, it'll give you more green circles.
That's what that does.
Yeah, and there are three levels to it. So there's that, then there's like the city in a bubble level, and then there's the megatropolis, which is like the biggest one. So in order to demolish them, you have to have space for your population to grow into. So you have to have the little green circles with nothing inside. If you don't, you can't demolish the outposts. So later on, you like the same way that you – like right there. See, you have to build an outpost. See, that's where you ran out of population. You build an outpost there, and then it'll give you more population space.
Oh. Now
Aren't you glad I'm on today?
I am very glad you're on today. Sorry, kitty. No, you can't play Ascendancy right now, kitty. No, I gave you food. My cat's not happy with the food she has because of her kidney. I have to give her pureed rice and chicken for 3 days. And she is not having that.
What's wrong with her kidney?
Cats.
Yes, I know cats.
Apparently, as they get older, their kidneys start to fail. It's apparently very common.
Because of all the crap that we feed them.
I don't know if that's it, but apparently it's just very common in cats. So I discovered that my cat has very early stages of this.
Okay, how old is your cat?
12.
Oh, dude, that cat's like barely been alive in cat years.
Yeah. How long did cats live? They can live. The longest cat I've known to live is 24 years.
Yep. I got a friend who his cats tend to live 20 to 24 years.
What does he do to get his cats
well, he keeps to them live in the that long? At night.
Absolutely nothing. No. Absolutely nothing. He's a Greek dude. These cats are like just they're like his roommates.
What?
He does nothing. He feeds them scraps from his table.
What?
He gives them a little bit of like cat food and has an open door when they gotta go to the bathroom. Throws them out the door and go to the bathroom. Doesn't even have a litter box in the house. And they do fine. Yeah. Occasionally, I think they freeze in the winter, so he gets another one. He's up in New England. So I mean, in Massachusetts. Yeah, New England, but he's in Massachusetts. So.
Oh, I can't. This guy needs to get closer. Okay, you know what? I'm just gonna
A distance thing. Where's his planet? Be careful, because.
Oh, that's right. This is the planet that might have that shit. So I'm just gonna. Oh wait, where the fuck was
red
that?
Red means you can't. Blue means you can't hit them. You're still too far away.
Well, So I'm gonna let them come closer to me.
Well, if you get close to the planet, you're gonna get.
No, I'm not getting any closer to the planet. I'm letting them get closer to me. I'm staying right here. Come here, shippy, shippy, shippy. Oh,
he's not gonna come to you.
Shit.
You're gonna have to advance just a tiny bit just to see.
No, I can't hit him, but he can hit me apparently. Shit.
No, I think that's coming from the planet.
Oh, okay.
That's the let me see where he's firing you from. At you from. None of your weapons will reach him. And you have more weapons than just that.
Yeah, and I have these three weapons. And none of them will reach him. God damn it.
Okay, get a little closer to him. Let's see if whether it's him or the planet firing at you.
Oh, wait, he got a little closer to me.
Yeah.
Oh, I still can't.
Move closer to him a little, just a tiny bit. What are you doing?
I was letting him get a little closer to me. Now can I shoot you? Oh, still can't shoot you. What? Okay, fine.
Get closer to him, not move away from him.
I am getting closer to him. Just a like little that. Tiny bit. No, just a little tiny bit. Just an itty bitty bit. Just a little bitty bit. Just a little bitty bit. Just a little bit. Oh, now I can hit him. There we go. Boom. And then there's another missile. Oh, goody. Can I hit him with the gun?
Maybe.
No, I can't hit him with the gun. I got to get a little closer.
There you go.
Before I hit him with the gun. Okay, let's see if I can get a little closer. Just a little closer. Just a little.
Well, you get depleted. You got 3 shots. You get 1 more shot. That's it.
Okay, let's see if I can hit you with the gun. Can I hit you with the gun? Nope, I can't hit you with the gun.
Fine. He can't fire at you. He's out. He's depleted all his weapons. Otherwise, he'd be firing at you now.
Damn it. I'm trying to get closer, but I don't want to get too close.
He can't fire at you. He has no weapons left. Otherwise, he'd be firing at you right now.
Oh, I hit him. I hit him.
But he's not destroyed, right?
No, I can't tell how he's doing. But, okay. So I got to fast forward a day now, don't I? Because now we're all...
Yeah, but only one day. Don't do more than...
Oh, no. One fucking day. Click. There are remaining moves. No, go the next day. Okay.
Now fire the missile. No, fire the gun at him since he's close.
Oh, fire the gun at him? Yeah, okay. Ooh. Oh, wait. I didn't turn my shield on. Crap. There we go. Okay. I've got shields. Oh, I hit his shields. That's fine. Ooh, nice. Okay, I think I'm out for the day. Yes, I'm out for the day. My shields are still on. Okay.
Yeah, you're hitting his shields.
Yeah, Odyssey, you say this battle is intense, but when you get 20 or 30 ships in one system doing this thing, it gets crazy. It gets nuts.
When you have proper weapons.
Yeah, when you have a properly built ship, when you know what the fuck you're doing. Like I don't. ow, owie, zowie, kapowie. Okay. I will kill you! Or hit your shields. One of those things! Oh.
Shields.
That's okay. Shut up, Odyssey. What do you know? You make a game that's more fun than this. Go for it. Do it. This is a multi-day battle, which I just find hilarious.
That is awesome. What do you mean? That is awesome.
I'm not complaining. I'm not complaining in the slightest. I think it's great.
Odyssey, have you ever played Master of Orion?
Oh, okay. He's doing, I think, a little better than me in the shield department. So that's one day.
Oh, somebody else is in the system.
Yeah, but we're not at war with them, so I'm not worried about it right now. Not too much anyway.
It's an amoeba. It's not a fish.
Yeah, well, they left. They were like, oh, God, those guys are shooting at each other. Fuck this. We out. Oof. Oh, that stung you, motherfucker. Oh, you son of a bitch. I'm going to kill you.
Oh, did his planet come into range? Did you notice how his planet is creeping up on you?
Oh, shit. Let me move away from that a little bit. Just a little bit. Okay. Next day. Can I shoot you now? Yep. Boom. Oh. Ooh. Oh, that stung. You bastard. Oh. Ow. I'm red. Oh, I'm chafing. I'm chafing from all the pain. I feel like I should run away now.
You won't get away from him.
No, I don't have the engines for it. I might as well just do one more day. Oh, ship's still there. Okay. Let's shoot him.
Forget your shields.
No, they're on. They're just not doing great, but they're on. They've been on this whole time.
You're one hit away from death.
I know. I know it. Oh.
Oh, my God. You're still. Wow.
Wow. Okay, here we go. Last day. Hey, not right
now. That's why you shoot. Oh, my God.
Oh, man. Okay, well, we have a thing.
You have maybe one hit.
I know. It's really funny. Okay, hang on.
And he only shoots once or twice at you, right? So.
Yeah, I know. So we'll be very lucky if we survive this. Nope! That was a well-fought battle. That was a well-fought battle. But we did not make it at all. Oh, my God. We have.
Well, now you know why you need to research better weapons.
Oh, better weapons and better engines, because then I could have run away.
Yes.
Alex says, I feel this game really had some magic that no 4X game has covered since. I think the magic this game had, there are a few things, I think. Yes,
agreed.
What
are your top three?
The races.
Right.
I think the races are numero uno, in my opinion, because they're so uniquely alien. Mm-hmm. And not just how alien they are, but they all have a different ability that gives them some kind of advantage. Like, there's one race that loves to invade. There's one race that, you know, gets quick research, like mine. That's mine, you know. There's a race that is telepathic. You know, they all have a different thing, which is really great. I think the next thing is the interface. There really wasn't a game with an interface like this at the time. It's a very unique interface. Very, very unique. And I think I'm going to put this under the umbrella of presentation. The graphics are very unique, and the music.
That's
can't say. Well, like I said, I'm going to put those things under an umbrella of presentation.
Okay.
I cheated. I totally cheated. But I think the look and the sound of the game, it hasn't been really matched since, I think. What do you think? What are your top three?
Okay. Top four.
Okay, go for it. Top four.
No, I agree with you that it's definitely the aliens, their uniqueness, their ability, their appearance.
Oh, yeah.
You know, their ship styles. So, like, that whole thing, like, there's no repetition of ship styles. Every ship looks different. Every alien looks different.
That's right.
So, and then the music, you have the different different types of music. And it's just, it is ambient music within the environment of the game that they're, like, I can probably name two studios since then that have done as good a job with music as
yeah, it's rare. Like the music, like I can think of only a few strategy games that have music this good. And one is the two I'm thinking of I'm thinking of two. Fantasy General.
Mm-hmm.
And Emperor of the Fading Suns.
Nope.
Oh, what do you think? Nope.
I'm going space.
Emperor of the Fading Suns is space.
Right. Fantasy General is not.
Okay. Emperor of the Fading Suns and Conquest Frontier Wars.
Nope. Not okay. Well, maybe for you, not for me. For me,
okay, for you.
It's Endless Space.
That game does have good music.
And Star Ruler 2.
Star Ruler 2 does have very good music. You're absolutely right.
So those are the two games for music. Now, when you were mentioning unique aliens, again, same two games. Endless Space, though you have humans, but still, regardless of that.
That's another unique thing this game did. No humans. No fucking humans.
And again, Star Ruler 2.
No humans. More people need to play.
Star Ruler 2 has humans.
Oh, does it? Oh,
yeah, it's not about that. It's just that the alien races are nice and alien. They play differently. It's asymmetric gameplay.
Right. Oh, yeah. Alex also likes the weapons and their effects. Like a lot of games, I won't say one, but Laser 1, Laser 2.
Laser 3.
Yeah, you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, Brent. I know it's Brad by name, though. All right.
No, shut up. Quiet you! Back to your mute button with you.
Okay, so that's one that's an umbrella that covers three or four things. The second thing that I like about this particular game is I like because at the time, what competition did it have in 1995? It had Master of Orion 1 and 2.
Not even two. Had, just one.
Oh yeah, 2 is 96, I think.
Yeah, 2 came out a year after this.
So Master of Orion 1. And it had Stars.
The first Gal Civ. Yeah, Stars.
And it had...
What was the SSI one that came out in the 80s that people were still playing? Beyond the Stars? Beyond the Stars?
Space Empires or something like that.
No, that one, yes. But no, there was a... No, SSI did a remake of it, but it was... The fuck was that one called? Something Stars... Stars, but it was something Stars.
That would be an awesome name for a game. Anyway, something Stars.
Something Stars.
Part 2. So regardless of that, so this game has a fantastic user interface.
Mm-hmm.
It is such a good user interface, and there were so forward thinking when they made this.
Oh, God, that I know.
When they released it on the iPad, it was like a perfect fit.
I can only imagine, because again, these buttons, I can just imagine being on an iPad and just touching these buttons. They're perfect.
Do you want me to record for you me touching the buttons on the iPad?
That's a little dirty, but yes.
With two sounds. So.
Yes, I need those included as well.
All right, fine. And what else? And you know what? I like the combat.
Yeah. Yeah, it feels very naval. It feels very, because the variety of weapons.
Yep.
Weapon
ranges, weapon effects.
Yeah.
And random technology, not random, but like additional technology, like the tractor beam. There's a tractor beam, but there's also a repellent beam. There's another one that lets you create. You set off this like bomb, and basically all the ships in the system get pulled towards this bomb, like it's a super high gravity well.
Right.
So even if they're trying to escape, unless they have like top notch engines and a power source, they're not getting away from you before you've taken a few of them out.
Right.
So, and just it did so much right.
I think so. It just feels, and the interface, the way. You can fast forward to the next event. You know, it moves fast. It's got great pacing. It really has great pacing. Like, you don't feel like there are some 4X games where you're like, turn, 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 turn. Oh, only 15 turns left of this next technology? Okay. Turn, turn, turn. You know, not with this game. With this game, you can fast forward. Like, oh, look, something's done. I can do something else now. Yay. Yep. I'm going to build fucking missiles.
Though, the one disadvantage is, like, if you control a lot of systems and a lot of planets and fleets, micromanagement gets pretty nasty. Not it as does. Bad as Astro Orion series, but it's up there.
It can. I do recall late in the game, it's like, oh god, so many plants. I mean, I'm sure that's why they started the auto AI managed thing, which still isn't very good.
Yeah. It wasn't good then. It's not good now.
No, I should not have relied on it. I should have been a much more, much bigger, proponent of doing my own shit. Basically, that's what you got to do is do your own shit. I'm going to build.
So on this planet, if you build any kind of research, you're wasting it. It's a waste on that planet. It is such a small planet. The one that you're looking at 30 seconds ago, that what you need to do is you need to build stuff to defend the planet. So another orbital shield and a couple of missile arrays, batteries. And then later on, when you get the technology to upgrade your outposts to get more people and to terraform the planet, then what you do is you basically sacrifice a lab because that planet's never going to have any kind of production for research and build something on that square. And then you upgrade all the other structures. So you can't upgrade a structure by clicking upgrade. You actually have to tear something down and rebuild it. Kind of like how it is now.
Right. There we go. Okay. Time to invade. Fucking invade. I want this planet back. You sons of bitches. It shall be mine. It shall be mine. Yes! Fuck you! Fuck you! Time to build a shield! I took my Gaia planet back, dude! Woo! I feel good. Yeah, this game is great, you guys. And if you like 4X games, and it runs great in DOSBox, if you like 4X games, you need to own this one, not just because of the fun and varied gameplay, the different races, the wonderful. Can't say enough about the music. Can't say enough about the music. It's if you like Space 4X games and you've never played this, I'm gonna say here publicly, go buy a copy. But you know what I mean. Do what you gotta do. Buy a copy, really. I say that with all sincerity. Wink, wink. Buy a copy. But this game is great. So we should probably wrap it up. We've been talking almost 2 hours.
Okay. Believe that? I want to give you one more piece of advice.
Go for it.
Do not leave your ship in orbit unless there's a shield, because one shot will destroy your ship.
Really?
Yeah, your ship is considered now an orbital structure, so a single shot at the planet is going to take out your ship.
Oh shit! Okay, so we're gonna.
Even though your planet looks like it's defended right now because it has the shield around it, it just means there's something in orbit.
Oh, I see.
Yes.
I see. No, that makes a lot of sense. Okay.
No, don't move it away. Keep it close to the planet in case somebody comes for it. You get a few free shots because they're not going to trade fire with you. They're going to try to invade your planet right away.
Right. Oh, who's that? Got a chrono mist in system, but they're not going to bug me. We're friendly with them, I think.
So well, you should park. Yeah, they're just traversing.
Oh, my God. The chrono mist. Yeah, they don't need to worry about me at all. Shit. They've got 8, 9, 10, 11. They have, oh, my God, 13 colonies. More than anyone. Holy crap. That's amazing. Yeah. How'd they do that? Anyway, so guys, it's really a fucking shame I can't just tell you to go to GOG and buy this. It is a fucking crime that I can't do that. Because this game is so good. It's so good.
You know what's another crime? That we can reach out to the Logic Factory and be like, look, people are interested. Why'd you hide your game?
I tried to reach them through Facebook and I looked for other methods of trying to get in touch with them. I couldn't find Jack. So yeah, it's dead. It's like it's there's never going to be another one game like this.
No, I don't know. I mean, there are other awesome games out there.
No, there are, no question. But this this thing's unique, I think. This thing, there really isn't one quite like this one. It's kind of a shame that everyone's trying to be Master of Orion 2.
Yeah,
and no one's trying to be this. You know what I mean?
You know what's the closest game that's to this? The game that reminded me of this the most? Endless Space.
You think?
Yes, that's it's a funny story. I was kind of out of 4X for a while. I was just kind of burned out on it. The game that brought me back to 4X was Endless Space because it reminded me so much of Ascendancy.
I'll have to revisit Endless Space. I'll have to revisit Endless Space now that I've played this some because I didn't like Endless Space.
Well, it's...
It's
okay. There's nothing wrong with that.
Okay.
You know? Just they're working on number two.
I know. And since their follow-up projects have been so fucking amazing, I'm really excited about two. Because
I'm not allowed to talk about it. But
I know you're not. I know.
I'm a VIP, and I have seen some stuff that has made me smile.
Sure. But guys, there are other games, Dungeon of the Endless and Endless Legend, are both so fucking good. Yes. I was shocked by that. You know, because I got – sorry, go ahead.
No. Go ahead. I was going to say something about Dungeon.
I got Dungeon of the Endless sight unseen. I had never played it, but the reviews were so positive, and I love roguelikes. I'm like, you know what? I'll give this a shot. Why not? I got a full price during a Steam sale. I paid full price for it, and I was blown away by how good it was.
So they put multiplayer in that now, didn't they?
Yes, and saves, mid-game saves for multiplayer and single player.
Really?
Yes. They've done a lot of stuff for it. Now, here's the kicker. What I was going to add is I have it for my iPad also.
Oh, that's right. They released it for how is it on the iPad?
It is fantastic on the iPad.
That's good.
You just make sure – so I have an iPad too.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, like a lot of games, like the newer games require an iPad 3. And they're like, it might work on a 2, but we don't know how. So, for example, I have XCOM Enemy Within. And it's another awesome game for the iPad. But my 2, just it boots up, gives me a little bit and crashes. Whereas Dungeon of the Endless doesn't crash. It lets me play it 20, 30 minutes. But then I have to save it because what happens is I think there's – I don't know if it's a memory leak or just – too many things happening at once, so it'll just, you know, crash to desktop. And now here's the catch. This game does not like saves coming. So say something happens and you try to force quit, it'll reset you to the beginning of the level. So if you're like on the 11th or 12th floor and you've experienced, so there's two aspects to it. One aspect is crap. Not only does it reset to the beginning, but like it'll spawn something different. It'll have the same map.
Oh, no.
Different things in the rooms. So if you had like a bunch of self-powered rooms and you had all these really good spots where you could, you know, build your resource modules in your next playthrough of that level, when you try to save scum it, that might not be there. So that's one.
Oh, I love it. That's evil, and I love it.
It is roguelike. But the flip side to that is you know what the floor looks like. So if you find the exit, you can exit it. So for the PC Mac version of the game, they added like a 13th floor, which is basically a boss battle.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. On the iPad, they don't have that. So on the iPad, it's like the old, basically survive the 12th floor, get to the exit, you escaped.
Oh.
Whereas on the PC and Mac, you have like the boss battle. And I don't know because I've never beaten this game.
I only got past the first level once. It's so hard.
Well, you should play it on the easiest setting.
That's what I probably should do.
It's weird. It's like a roguelike tower defense game.
Yeah, and there's the funny thing. I'm not a fan of tower defense games typically, but I love that game. I think it's like because I play a more active role. Like there's a game called Death Trap. I don't know if you've played it. The guys have played that one. That's amazing.
I've heard of it. I haven't played it.
It's so good. But it's basically tower defense, but you're in there running around killing things along with the towers, which is like, yay, this is fun. Quick side note. Odyssey, if you have not played Unending Galaxy, you need to play Unending Galaxy. And X2 and X3, not space strategy. Let's just get that fucking straight. Right fucking now. They're simulations. Okay?
Well, I think X3 Rebirth is the strategy. One of those.
X3 Rebirth is its own thing.
Yeah, like one of those.
Well, they're all flights. They're all sims. They're all space simulators. They're all like you're in a cockpit in all of them. But they can all build factories and shit. So,
and by the way, Odyssey, if you want to play, like, if you're interested in Space 4X games, there are quite a few of them out there.
Oh, God, yes.
So,
but they're not all good.
That's true. That's why you need to come check.
Yes.
That's why he needs to come check us out at Explorminate.
Yes.
We can school him on it.
Yes. There's a lot of, like, go play Horizon. No, wait, don't go play Horizon. Don't play that one at all. Don't touch that one.
Forget Galactic Inheritance.
Lords
of the Black Sun. Forget that one.
Oh, God, so disappointing. Oh, Galactic Inheritors was such... Oh, man, that game.
So, you see, come check us out. Come check out our website, exploraminate.com. We're on Steam.
Yeah.
So, yeah, if you're not there already, I don't know.
Yeah, but... Yeah, this is a good one to play if you haven't played this one. Also, track down Emperor of the Fading Suns if you're looking for a more old school, spacey strategy 4X-y thing. Oh my god! Yeah, okay, guy, go waste your money playing Lords of the Black Sun. And what was that other one? Galvan Tactics. What the fuck was that?
What the hell are you talking about?
It's a board gamey like 4X. Hang on a second. I'll fucking look it up on Steam.
Board gamey 4X. Oh.
You know what I'm talking about. Once I find the name, you're like,
Inheritors? Galactic Inheritors?
No. Starion Tactics. Did you not play that piece of crap?
No.
Oh, good. Don't.
Shockingly, it has good reviews.
It is so awful. What?
There's Starbase Orion. That's the board game I'm thinking about.
Oh, I'm looking. It says mixed. I don't know how anyone could give this a mixed game.
And there's
yes.
What else? The other one we had the guy on the show. I can't think of the name of the game. Starhammer Tactics, right? And then
that's a good game.
One that's like that.
Well, hold on. What are you looking for? Are you looking for a space strategy or a space 4X?
I'm not sure what he's looking for because he said space strategy and then he mentioned X2 or X3, which aren't strategies. So I don't know what the hell he's talking about.
Because there's the Vanguard Prophecy, that's as strategy as it gets. There's Voidborn. There's a bunch.
There are a bunch. God. I mean, there's some good. There's Pandora is real good.
But Pandora is not space. Pandora
isn't space. That's true.
Pandora is like is basically it's a spiritual successor to Alpha Centauri, more so than Civ Beyond Earth.
That's true. What are some good ones to recommend? I'm just looking through my Steam.
There's Star Ruler 2 is good.
Oh, Star Ruler 2. Yes, if you haven't played that, that's the
Star Drive 2. If you don't have any issues with Dan. So, with the developer.
I think Star Ruler 2 is better, but that might just be me.
Well, do you know that both of them have news, right?
No, what's the news?
So, even though Blind Mind Studios, which is the developers for Star Ruler 2, even though they're still planning to shut down, it's selling enough to where they're going to release an expansion for it, like they had promised.
Oh, well, that's...
So
bittersweet.
Yeah, they had some like off screen issues, like personal life issue type stuff.
Mm.
That and I guess they resolved it to the point where they're working on the game again.
Oh, that's good.
So and they had promised like I believe like some like couple expansions, you know, support. So they're gonna do that. And Star Drive 2, so Dan for a while was like, oh, you know, there's too much toxicity in the community. I'm not interested, blah, 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 blah. He stepped away, and out of the blue, he's like, oh, I'm really excited again by it, and I'm doing stuff for it. So supposedly he's working on additional stuff for it.
Okay.
Or something to that extent. I don't know the specifics.
I wish I had time to keep up with all this. I just don't.
That's why you have to check us out.
Is Dan still working on that?
I barely have time to do that.
the like strategy. Well, his strategy website? Game website. I don't know what specific tone he's got on.
No, he did. He has a review website where it was supposed to be for games and books, and then all of a sudden he's reviewing restaurants and movies and, you know, what his next door neighbor is doing. I was just like, it's kind of weird. So, yeah, I haven't seen anything from it, and then all of a sudden I saw something from it. So, I don't know.
Yeah, we're just giving Odyssey tips on looking for he wants an easy to learn space strategy or 4X game. I recommended 10-minute space strategy, which he's already played.
Sword of the Stars 1.
Shut up, Jim. You shut your whore mouth.
Sword of the Stars 1.
You know what? I've never played that.
That is an
oh my god.
I'm going to.
Really?
I know. No, let me explain. Let me explain why. There was a time where I stopped playing video games entirely for about 2 years, and that game came out in that window.
Was it like you started going to church and they were preaching that video games are evil, and just like you burn them?
No, for many years I used games as an escape from my PTSD related depression and anxiety. So I turned games off for a while so I could deal with that, which is what I did.
Let's see.
So I totally miss Sword of the Stars, and I keep meaning to go back to it. I own it. I'm looking at it right now on Steam.
Supposedly, 2 is better. Like, two
No.
Like, it's been improving, but Sword of the Stars 1 is an amazing game, and there's a few things you need to do. Turn off the random encounters or set them at the lowest possible setting, because otherwise you will die to random encounters before you ever meet anybody.
Right.
And turn down the aggressive, like start on the easiest level and it's unique tech trees. The best tech tree out there is the Sword of Stars.
And it has simultaneous multiplayer. Thank you, God. So, yes.
Really?
It's actually good in multiplayer. Huh. That needs to be a Thursday night thing. We need to set aside like a 3-hour block of a Thursday night to do that.
Well, I think I've got I play a game a week now, and I think I've got Sword of the Stars. Oh, for January. Maybe I should move it up.
Yeah, the next Thursday. Why not?
No.
Are we doing next Thursday?
Oh, you know what? That's not a bad point. I'll add it to the calendar for next Thursday.
But before you do this, just do yourself a favor. Get familiar with the races. Get familiar with the tech tree. Because the way the game works, it's different. You don't spend time like building up your planet like you do in a lot of 4X. This is a 4X with very, very heavy emphasis on combat. So what you have to do is you build up your planet for production or for research or stuff like that. It's very, you know?
That's the 1st of October. How funny. All right, it's on the calendar, Jim.
So you want to hear something funny?
Always.
Rob and I were going to Phyrexicon.
Right.
So we have a bit of a thing with Phyrexis.
A thing. Like a thing like, oh God, Phyrexis, why are you fucking up on one side of your studio, but the other side of the studio is putting out good shit?
Not quite. More like when Civ Beyond Earth came out, we were, I think, one of the first people out there. We're tiny. We barely existed at the time, but we were one of the first people out there or groups out there that said, what the fuck is this? Are you kidding me? And I think they have held a grudge ever since, even though we're like non-existent. We're not even a blip on the radar, but like,
it's not like you were the only one that said that. You know?
We were the first.
Oh.
And we're getting like every time we talk to their PR, that we get like these really funny little comments from them, and it's like, what? Are you kidding me?
Well, it's not your fault that not only was Beyond Earth apparently terrible, but Starships was whatever the fuck that was.
So
I don't, I, 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 I could not play more than a half an hour of that.
So, okay,
I guess we're playing Sword of the Stars next Thursday. Why not?
Roll in for that
Give
one,
it
Nate.
A shot.
I don't know. I think it would not be fair if I did.
No, we can. No, we do a comp very... stomp. We're not going against each other. Like, it would be like three or four of us, and then we put some AIs in there and we go smoke them.
Am I allowed to attack you?
I don't know. Does the game allow attacking allies?
I'm pretty vicious in that game. I'm sorry.
No, we
don't
used
be
to,
sorry. That,
dude, we
that
used to
game
play that
brings
thing,
that out of you.
It would be like 4-on-4, you know, 4 people, 4 AI, and just alliance the humans and alliance the AI and go out.
Right.
How do you play it? Sorry, go ahead.
No. Except I would want to attack the humans because I'm not interested in attacking the AI. The AI is boring.
Yeah, but if we're going to teach Brian that, see, Brian doesn't take well to being shot at. So.
Well, you know, I keep shooting people accidentally in the back over and over again. It's not my fault. I'm twitchy.
Yeah, but we got you back last week because Hunter smoked you down in Evercron.
For no reason. No reason whatsoever.
Well, there was reason.
Anyway, I'm still a little bitter. I'm not letting that happen again, let me tell you. So, folks, I wish I could tell you could buy Ascendancy here on Steam or GOG or something, but you can't.
eBay
or Amazon. There are links on the wiki page on spacegamejunkie.com/wiki, both to the Amazon and eBay pages for this. So you can buy a physical copy. I got mine for $12 the other day, which is, you know, worth it because this game's got so much. Uh-oh. We got some shit talking in the channel here.
Why am I drunk?
Yeah, Odyssey, if you have not played Sword of the Stars, it sounds like something you and I both need to,
Oh yeah,
to rectify
cheap.
That we have. Yeah. No, I know, guys. It goes on sale every sale.
Yeah, and sometimes you can buy the package for Sword of the Stars 1 and 2 for like $5 or $7.
Yeah,
bucks.
For the whole thing, and sometimes they're in bundles. And it's like, you know, both Sword of the Stars 1 and 2 and a bunch of other shit
if I can
for like
get
$3.
Show up for that.
So. Oh.
That would be the Thursday
should,
night theme, right?
Or
like,
I should.
You know, yeah.
Since that's your idea,
yeah, like
do you want to reach out
bitch.
To him?
You better show up and play with us.
That's true. We are trying to get more developers to play with us.
Maybe Sword of the Stars 2 at some later time, because then he could show us why it's not terrible. Because a lot...
Yeah, because I think it's just
the thing of, like, I played a lot of Sword of the Stars 1, and of course everybody that bought 2 played a lot of 1, and then when you get to 2, it's like, wow, everything I know about Sword of the Stars does not apply here, because instead of being like you would order individual like ships, you know, you'd put them in a fleet and send them. Well, in 2, you have a flagship, and then you associate other ships with it, and then you give them orders, like, you know, go do this mission or whatever. And it's not so much like you just say, okay, go to that planet over there, and then let me know when you get there, and I'll send you somewhere else. It's just a whole different mindset of it, and I really have not been able to get my head around it.
Yeah, I haven't either.
I have to unlearn the
but,
first game.
Yeah, the cheapest historical price that is there any deal thinks of the Story of the Stars complete is $1.49 back in February.
If you look in your chat, Rob is mad that this podcast is so long.
Why? Why? We love Ascendancy, so we talked a lot about Ascendancy, but now we're talking about some other shit.
That's 5 minutes anyway. So,
please don't. Please, you're gonna lose a lot of flavor doing that. A lot of
spice.
You don't even
a lot of je ne sais quoi.
So, $2.88 for the complete collection. If you go to kingwin.net.
Oh, jeez. Yes, Kingwin, apparently it's about $3, but if you keep an eye out, the historical lowest price for the package, of both games has been $2 on Gamersgate. And you might be able to get a Steam key from Gamersgate.
I want
to
point out, that comes with like all the expansions. And there was a bunch of expansions.
And there's like, what, three or four expansions for the first game?
Three.
Yeah,
three? Okay, yeah, there's...
The Shipyards, the Murder of Crows, and the...
Born of Blood, yeah.
Born of Blood, which is the Murder of Crows.
So there's three expansions that add just a ton of shit.
Yeah, like each one put at least one unique race in, if not two.
Yeah, let's see. Yep. Yeah,
there's more. There's also the Sword of Stars, The Pit, right?
Oh, that's a great roguelike.
And there's another one. And there's another one.
Ground Pounders.
Yeah,
that's another one.
Do you have a stability problem with Ground Pounders? For some reason, it just crashes on me, like, random.
I haven't tried it since it was in Early Access. I don't know.
And I've never played Ground Pounders.
It's kind of Panzer generally with a kind of a card game in there. It's not bad from when I tried it. When I tried it, it didn't even have a tutorial, so I'm like, I don't know what I'm doing, but this is neat. I have not revisited it since, and I should, but I haven't. But I should.
And there's one more. Kaiju Agogo.
That is a fabulous game.
Which I have. I haven't even played it yet.
That is a fabulous game.
I haven't even touched it. I keep
it's
meaning
like
to.
The
and I just
epic
haven't.
Movie monster game from the Commodore 64, brought forward and then married to XCOM. It's weird.
Oh really? And I have all the. I have everything. They gave me a key which gives you all future shit. So,
how do I get one of those?
I don't know if you had to pre-order it or not, but I pre-ordered on their website. It was like $25, and you get like the game plus all their expansions.
Oh, nice! No, we got the review key, so I gave it to our guy that reviewed it.
Okay.
So it's
still need to play it myself.
It's fantastic. They've had some additional content. They've already released one of the monsters they were going to, and they recently did an update on the city, I guess, how the cities are populated, you know, and by like the structures and whatnot.
Yeah, there's a Ginormosaurus hot rod pack and a gold skins pack and a zombie plant skin.
Yep, that's the new one that they released.
And they're not expensive. The DLC is not expensive. Yep. It's like $1 each.
Basically, they're saying that the game at the end of the year with all three monsters is going to be $15.
Oh, good for them. It's 13
yeah, and
now.
The, and the dollar
$13.99,
does
yeah.
not give you like the monster, I don't think, right? That's actually like a skin for the monster.
No, I think the dollar does give you the monster. Or I don't know. I mean, they got
because the Ginormosaurus have the like hot rod, whatever. It's just a paint job for Ginormosaurus for $1.
Right, but then they released. Yeah, okay, I see what you're saying. No, but I think like the early adopters or the people that did the Kickstarting get everything.
Yeah,
and then like I saw from them yesterday or maybe it was today, they had a coin that they're giving out to their people.
Oh, I wish I could.
That is such a cool coin.
I wish I could get that. I don't think I didn't back at a high enough level for the coin.
Man, that coin looks so
cool. I wish I could buy one from them. I'd be like, how much do you want for it? $20? I'll give you $20 right now.
So yeah,
done. But yeah, Carebros has been putting out some good stuff. Not sure if Sword of the Stars 2 is one of those things, but they put out a lot of other good things.
There was a whole thing behind that. So.
I know. Paradox kind of abandoned them.
Paradox did that also with the Warlock 2.
Which one?
The Warlock 2.
Oh, 2. I see. Yeah. I didn't know if you were saying Warlock also or Warlock 2. But the number.
That's why I said Warlock 2. 2.
Oh, I didn't hear the second 2.
Yeah.
I haven't played much Warlock 2. I need to. It looks really great.
It's Warlock 1.5.
Oh, that's fine if you liked Warlock.
I loved it.
Yeah, if you like Warlock, nothing wrong with Warlock 1.5. All right, folks, we've been talking a long, long time. We've given advice. We've talked a lot about this wonderful game called Ascendancy. We've talked about other four X's. So, folks, next week, oh, who the fuck do we have next week? We actually have a guest next week. Who the fuck do we have? Why isn't it all tabbing? Son of a bitch. Okay. God damn you, work. Next week, we're talking Project Daedalus, The Long Journey Home, which is apparently a game inspired by Starflight and a few other games. It looks pretty cool. I can't wait to try it. It does look very Starflighty. If you look at the few screenshots they have released, it looks kind of Starflighty, Star Control-y. One Man Sky a little bit. So we're going to talk to the devs of that next week. Thank you for listening and watching and everything. And again, if you're interested in Ascendancy, you should pick it up somehow. However method of your choice. Nate, thank you so much for coming on, taking the time out of your weeknight.
Thank you for having me on.
Oh, it was a pleasure. I mean, I know how much you love this game, so when I knew we were going to talk about this, I'm like, got to get Nate on. You know what I mean? That's just all there is to it. So yeah, it was great. It's really great revisiting this old gem. You know, it really is. And I wish I could get an iPad copy somehow.
With just me on the show, because I've never seen it. So I'd be pretty boring. Like, I've exactly. been very talkative the whole show, if you noticed.
You have been. There have been times where I've just been like, God, I wish Jim would just shut up. It's just blah, 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 blah. No, I would never think that. Often. But anyway.
Out loud.
Folks, thank you for listening and watching, and we will see you next week. Good night.
Bye.
Edward.